WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians Baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians Baseball.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy the day. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler for the Fort Recovery and St. Henry High School baseball game this afternoon. Looking forward to an exciting game here, Bob.
Well, this should be a good one, Rob. We've had some great games with St. Henry over the past few years, and this should be just like what we've had because they're a very senior-dominated team, and they're loaded again, and we feel like we got a pretty nice ball club as well.
Absolutely. Giving you the starting lineups real quickly here for the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery's Cade Wendell will lead things off. Cade is a senior, plays a shortstop, hitting .474 on the year, our best hitter. Will Homan is hitting number two. He's a senior and will be in center field. Nick Twaits is a senior. He is hitting .280, and he will be on the mound for the Indians. Also, it'll be Ben Homan hitting in the number four spot, hitting .400. He'll be the second baseman. Reese Rogers will be in the number five spot. Reese is a senior. He'll be playing first base. Ethan Shane hitting number six. Ethan is a senior, and he'll be playing right field. Joe Homan is the DH, a sophomore. He'll be hitting for Cash Metzger, a senior, and Cash will play in left field. Cody Shinneberry is hitting in the number eight position. He's a junior, the catcher. And Riley Post will be the third baseman, and he is a sophomore. So those are your starting lineups for the Indians.
Rob, you look at this game, and this is basically the start of the season for Fort Recovery. We've had a few cakewalks here the last couple games, and this is it. It's showtime now. We got a big game today. We got New Britain Thursday, and it's time to put the gloves on, and it's time to start playing a little baseball. It's got to warm up a little bit too, don't it?
Yeah, we are outside because they have a very small press box. And thankfully, it's not raining or anything, I'm glad to say. Here we go with the Indians. It'll be Cade Wendell leading things off, and he's a left-handed hitter, and it's a call strike. Nick Lange on the mound for the Redskins. Tell us about him.
Well, he's a big, strong right-hander, and he's been their ace for the last 2 years. And every time we've played St. Henry, he's been on the mound, and it's been Twaitsy against Lange in the last couple years, and it's no different today. And this is going to be it will be a quick game because these kids will throw strikes, and they work fast.
I'm sure it will be. Here's the next pitch, and that's a call strike. The last pitch was a ball, so it's one ball and two strikes now on Mr. Cade Wendell, hitting .474, our shortstop. There's a call strike three. Oh, boy. Cade says, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
That looked a little bit on the... We are not at a very good vantage point to see if it's over the plate, but that looked a little bit on the low side.
Well, when the temperature's like this, that strike zone has tendency to get a little bigger for them umpires. I don't blame them.
Will Holman will lead off now. Will coming off a terrific game with three steals last night, breaking the school record for most career hits. Congratulations to Cade. I'm sorry, most career steals with three steals in the game last night, breaking Mitch Stallman's record.
Yeah, Mitch was a fantastic player for Coach Kaup when we first started turning this program around. And he led us to our state qualifier there 3 years ago. Good kid.
Here's a swing and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Makes the play. Here's the throw, and there's the out. So Parker Link for St. Henry, able to make the play. Firing over to his first baseman, Curtis Uhlenhaek.
Parker Link with some Fort Recovery ties. His great-grandpa would be Joe Remoklis.
I was going to say, that Link name is a Fort Recovery name there.
That's right.
And it'll bring up Nick Twaits now. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Nick is hitting .280 on the year. He's the starting pitcher for Fort Recovery. And is a senior, a very senior-laden lineup here. There's a swing and a miss as Nick was fooled by that one.
That's a good curveball by Lange. Nick chokes up a little bit on the 0-2 pitch.
Here's the next pitch, and that's a ball high. One ball, one strike. On deck is Ben Holman, the cleanup batter. Again, Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler here. Glad to bring you the MAC game between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Here's a foul over towards the St. Henry dugouts. Makes it 1-2 now.
Thought the sun was supposed to shine there, partner.
Yeah, it was supposed to be partly sunny today and a 5-mile-per-hour wind. It's wrong on both cases. It's not only cloudy, but it's pretty windy here. I'd say it's good 15-mile-per-hour or something like that. 7-1 record for Fort Recovery. Pretty nice year.
Yeah, they've had, like we talked about, they've the schedule favored them early. And I think that's exactly what Coach Kaup wanted, to get them off a good start and then get them ready for this time of year. And now we know it's this game here will be a big one in the MAC, Rob. But the Indians, both teams 1-0 in the league. And if you want to win the league, you got to win this one.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we almost got nipped by Delphi St. John's last week. I was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. Check swing and got away from the catcher, but the throw is the first for the out, so that's recorded as a strikeout. So it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for St. Henry here in the top half of the first inning, and Dalen Lange as Fort Recovery goes down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll be back with the bottom of the first right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kaup Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moving on to the bottom of the first inning for St. Henry, it'll be Ryan Lutmer, followed by Parker Link and Riley Deitch. In the field for Fort Recovery, we've got Reese Rogers at first, Ben Holman at second base, Cade Wendels at shortstop, Riley Post is over at third base, Cash Metzger out in left, Will Holman in center, Ethan Shane in right, and Cody Shinneberry is our catcher. He's a big guy.
He absolutely is, Robin. And I look at the top of this lineup for St. Henry, a lot of speed. So they're going to try to get him on, get him over, and get him in, just like Fort Recovery's going to do. And then try to get some, that's how you're going to beat Nick Twaits. You're not going to get up there and pound him, and it just don't happen.
Here at the Wally Post Sports Complex, Wally, quite a player for the Cincinnati Reds. Wonder what his high school stats were.
Wouldn't that be something to look up? They got a heck of a tradition here. If you look at, they've got three state championships, 99, 2000, and 2003. And they've won the MAC, it looks like, eight or nine times here since they started playing baseball. So.
Eight times. Last time, 2015.
That's right. Exactly right.
And, of course, John Dorner, he's been here for quite a while.
Yeah, Dorner's older than me and you.
I don't know about me, well, but he's been around.
And you know what? John's a great guy, and he just announced his retirement from teaching. This is his last year of teaching. And,
really?
Yeah. He's going to keep coaching baseball, coaching golf, but I think his teaching days are winding down.
So on the mound, Nick Thwaites, he is definitely our ace. Although, I tell you, this Indian team has several decent pitchers this year.
Yeah, we have a lot of arms, and if you look at how the Indians have Jerry's coached so far, he's managed it, Rob. You know, with it, we've played eight games. Too many teams have played eight so far, and he's pitched the young kids on games that he thought that we could win, and it's worked out pretty good so far.
There's a swing and a miss for strike two, 0-2 very quickly. Nick Thwaites with his fireballing fastball. Here it comes, and he swings and misses. Strike three, Luttmer goes down. Boy, I'd like to know what the gun said on that one.
Well, we at Witherton Kilbourne, the first game he pitched, there were some scouts there from the Florida Marlins and the Texas Rangers, and they had their guns out, and he was hitting 90, and it was about this kind of, not colder out. He's going to Kent State, so.
Next pitch, and Parker Link, the batter, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. We're supposed to be at Dayton on Saturday at Fifth Third Bank Field at 1 o'clock. We'll see how that goes. The weather forecast isn't the greatest right now, but you never know. That misses for a ball.
They can probably handle rain a little better than we do.
I would say so. Probably better than a lot.
Yeah.
Here's the next pitch. It's a one ball, one strike. And Nick steps off, and get one out here in the bottom of the first. Nobody on.
That's a nasty curveball.
Call strike. Link watched that one go by. Riley Deitch is on deck. He's a junior third baseman for St. Henry. Parker Link here is a senior. That's high for a ball. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. He'll keep us on the air back at the radio station. And then remind you, after this game, we have the Pacers coming up. Kind of looking like the Pacers and the Cavaliers.
Looks like a 4-5 seed there. Barring,
Philadelphia has some.
Philadelphia's got to lose to Atlanta, yeah. I think. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. That's a foul ball down the left field line. There's a swing and a foul. 2-2 counts. St. Henry 3-1. Indians are 7-1. Both teams are 1-0 in the MAC. So it's a very big MAC conference game here. Oh, just misses ball two.
Wow.
Ball three, actually. Just misses. Cody thought that was a strike for sure. Cody Shinneberry, our catcher.
The whole Indian dugout did, too.
Next pitch, there's a swing and a miss. Strike three, and there's two strikeouts. So, Nick Thwaites, two strikeouts, two batters.
He's a quick worker, Rob. And defensively, you got to like that when you're out there. It's this cold out, working fast, and you know, keeps them guys' concentration level high because we have a hard time concentrating sitting here when it's this cold out.
It is a little nippy. I'd say game time's around 40 degrees, 42 maybe. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate. Great group of guys here for Fort Recovery this year. They have the potential of having a lot of accomplishments.
I agree. Sky's the limit for Coach Kalp and the Indians, and you got to stay healthy, you know, and a lot of it's going to ride on this kid right here with the ball.
And there's a call strike. And, you know, our offense hasn't been the greatest, We're only hitting 251 as a team here, but hey, it's the weather has a lot to do with that.
I agree 100%.
Once it starts to warm up, we'll hopefully see those batting averages start to climb. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And he goes down.
Nice
I think
start.
That was three straight pitches, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Three strikeouts. So the pitchers have had their way here. Two strikeouts for Dalen Lange in the first inning against Fort Recovery. And Nick Twaits gets three strikeouts here for the Indians against St. Henry. So we've completed one. No score, Fort Recovery and St. Henry.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Back here once again at St. Henry at the Wally Post Sports Complex. Rob Weaver and Bob Stogler tonight carrying you the MAC games. Again, we're broadcasting all the MAC games on the radio, WPGW, and online. You can listen on your smartphone. All you got to do is go to WPGWradio.com and then tap on Listen Live, and you should be able to get us on your smartphone. Or the TuneIn app also works. But the easiest thing, WPGWradio.com, and just tap on Listen Live. You were listening at the up in Cleveland last week.
I absolutely was, and enjoyed listening to you guys. You and you brought old Jeffrey out of retirement, did a little baseball, yeah.
Yeah, you left me stranded there, so I had to. Jeff does a good job.
Yeah. Jeff's a champ, no doubt.
Ben Holman batting here for the Fort Recovery Indians to lead things off in the second inning. No score in the game. Nobody's reached base by either team. Ben Holman's hitting 400. Misses low for a ball. So it's now three balls and two strikes to Ben Holman, who's hitting 400 on the year. Our second best average. A slow roller to the shortstop makes the play. Here's the throw. Didn't get it in the dirt, and I'm going to give him a base hit on that. What do you think?
I agree. Slow roller, tough play, base
yep.
hit.
That's what I think. I think he would have beat it out anyway. It did get in the throw by Parker Link, was in the dirt, but did not allow Ben to advance to second base, even though it got away from first baseman Curtis Uhlenhake. And here's double zero. Reese Rogers steps in there, left-handed hitter. And he misses on a bunt attempt, trying to bunt Ben Holman down to second base, knowing what one run might mean in this game.
Yeah, he tried to bunt that for a base hit, I think. The score, official score gave him an error on that one, too, by the way.
Really?
That's what the board says. One error.
Yeah. I think that was a tough call.
Yeah, I do too.
Here's a bunt. Popped it up, and it's going to be caught for the out. Popped up to the third baseman, Parker Link, who hauled that baby in. Actually, it was Riley Deitch who hauled that baby in, the third baseman, and there's one away.
We got to get that bunt down.
Yeah, attempted to bunt it and popped it up instead. Of course, Ben Holman stays at first, so that'll bring up Ethan Shane now hitting 200.
Ethan, he is a good bunter.
And he does bunt, a nice bunt. He might beat it out. Nope, he's out at first, but he does move the runner down to second base. So sacrifice for Ethan Shane. I think that went, did the pitcher throw that or the catcher? I think the catcher did.
Yeah,
the
catcher got it.
Two to three for second out, and that moves Ben Holman down to second. And that'll leave it up to Joe Holman, brother Joe, to try to get him in here. I'm going to miss it when all the Holman boys are gone. Joe's hitting 222 on the year.
They all have the exact same build, don't they? Tall, lanky kids, athletic.
Yep. Nice family.
Absolutely.
Joe Homan hitting for Cash Metzger, by the way, who's playing left field.
Good pitch.
His call strike.
You know, you got some pretty good baseball teams in the area. Jay County with a nice win last night over a good Coldwater team.
Yeah, surprised those Cavaliers. 5-4 in 9 innings. Here's a rip.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to be an RBI single to right field. And here comes the throw home. He is safe at home. And going to third or second base and out at second was Joe Homan trying to go over to second on the throw. So we get the run home, though. Ben Homan scores on the RBI single by Joe Homan. But then when the throw came home, and it was close at the plate.
It was. I think he round third a little wide, and he kind of got his feet a little in front of him, but he just slid under the tag. Nice job.
Yeah, just reached right around the catcher for tapping the home plate. And then on the throw, Joe Homan tried to go to second, and he was thrown out there at second base by the catcher, Ryan Breening. So we've completed the first 1.5 innings at the middle of the second. Indians get one run on a total. Boy, I don't know. Officially, it's one hit, one error, nobody left. We're back in a moment. The Indians lead 1-0.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenboller, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler back here at the Wally Post Sports Complex at St. Henry, Ohio. I think I only did one other game here, and that was years ago. We came over and did a game. I believe John Kalp was on
Absolutely.
The team back then.
Is that
then.
When Greg Bretson home run to win it?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
They're having trouble with the scoreboard. They
oh,
keep
really?
Turning off and on. But I know the Indians are up 1-0, and a big base hit by sophomore Joe Homan.
Scoring brother Ben from second base. The batter now for St. Henry's, Curtis Uhlenhake. He's the cleanup guy, and he's a big kid. There's a swing and a smash to our third baseman. Nice play down there by Riley Post. Throws to first and got him.
Nice play, Riley Post.
One away. Curtis Uhlenhake retired 5-3. That was a nice pickup of a bounding ball. And then a nice job by Reese Rogers to haul it in down at first base.
Reese, a good first baseman, big target down there.
He is a big kid. There's a swing and a miss at a ball down in the dirt, actually, by Schlarman swinging and missing. Tyler Schlarman, the batter, a senior left fielder, hitting number 5 in the order.
Rob, did you by any chance do the Fort Curry Center basketball game this year? This kid put on a show. The second half.
Yes, I did. I did do that game.
He had a heck of a season.
Yeah, he. We had control of the game, and then he took it away.
He absolutely did.
he is the kind of kid you just love to have on your team. I tell you, here's a swing and a bounding ball foul. Riley Post hauls it in down there. Foul ball.
Yeah, you look at St. Henry. You know they in basketball they lost to Marion Local by 1, and Marion Wynn State You know, they won 21 games of basketball, and their baseball program is good, and their football program made the playoffs. So they got a nice string of athletes right now.
Once again, our batter here, Tyler Schlarman, no balls, 2 strikes. So Nick Twaits should have his own way here. Swing and a miss at a fastball, strike 3.
4 up, 4 down for Twaits.
And 4 strikeouts so far in the game for him. Sam Layfeld will step in now. He's a left-handed batter. Sam a junior for this St. Henry squad. Plays right field. Fastball strike. Once again, the Indians have Reese Rogers at first. Ben Holman is down at second. Cade Wendell is at shortstop. Riley Post at third. Cash Metzger out in left. Will Holman in center. Ethan Shane in right. Cody Shinneberry is behind the plate. And Nick Twaits on the mound. Another strike. No balls, two strikes again. I like these quick games, especially when the temperature's like it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bing, bing, bing. Three strikes. Three pitches, three strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Two strikeouts for Nick Twaits. He's got five in the game now, and the score is Fort Recovery 1 and the Redskins nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, listening to Fort Recovery baseball here this afternoon. Fort Recovery at St. Henry. We go to the top of the third inning. It'll be Cody Shinneberry, Riley Post, and Cade Wendell batting for Fort Recovery, 8, 9, and 1. Cody's a left-handed batter. One that misses for a ball.
I got a couple texts here from people listening, Rob, and Brandon Rogers is listening in Elkhart, Indiana on the TuneIn app on PG14.
Okay, Brandon. Hey, I used to live in Elkhart, Indiana.
Is that right? Yeah. Brandon's brother, Reese, of course, and he said, thanks, PG14, for picking up these MAC games.
Glad to do it. Yeah, I was there in 1970, 71. Taught school at Elkhart High School back then, and we went to the final game in the state championship in boys basketball. Here's a swing and a foul off to the left, off the press box up there on the football state ball bleachers.
Come on, Cody. Be a tough out, baby.
There's a call strike. So, Mr. Lange's been pretty tough on the Indians here.
Yes, he has.
He didn't get a strikeout last inning, though, but that's three for him now in the game. Here's Riley Post, sophomore. Here's a swing and a drive to left. Back, but caught. Left fielder Tyler Swarman came streaking over towards center and hauled that baby in for the out. Well hit.
Yeah, Riley's an aggressive hitter. Does a nice job at third and I think you're going to hear about him a lot next couple of years playing baseball.
Here's Mr. Cade Wendell. He struck out back in the first inning, hitting .474 on the year, our best hitter in the lineup. Wears number 14 on his uniform.
You know, you talked about Will broke the record yesterday for stolen bases. Cade's only four behind him, so them two are going to have a little. By the time this season's over, who's going to be the career leader in stolen bases?
It's going to be interesting. Cade's kind of a Tyler Swarman type of kid as far as really go-getter.
Absolutely. And Will's kind of a wimp.
Cade can't shoot the three like Tyler did, but he's a Mr. Hustle, I'll tell you. There is one ball, two strikes to Cade Wendell now, batting from the left side. We've got several left-handed batters. Next pitch. Ooh, just misses.
He's consistent on just missing that outside curveball. We thought Nick had a strikeout earlier, and that was about the same pitch. Both times he called it a ball.
Three balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cade goes down, smashes the bat against the ground, as that's our third out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're at the middle of the third. This game is trucking right along here, fans. It's Fort Recovery 1 and the St. Henry Redskins nothing.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Hey, and how about that? It took a Jay County girl to come over here and get that softball team turned around.
Isn't that awesome for Coach Stevens?
EJ's quite a gal.
Yeah, and she's having fun, and the kids just absolutely love her.
Oh, great. I'm glad that's working out. 3-2, I think they are on the year.
Yeah.
After losing to St. Mary's last night. Softball team for Fort Recovery.
Just got a text from Al Posa. JV is playing St. Henry over at Fort Recovery. And that's 1-1 in the second inning.
Okay. We move to the bottom of the third. And it's going to be the number 7, 8, 9 batters as, again, Nick Twaits has not allowed a single runner so far here in the game. And has had 5 strikeouts out of 6 batters. Low ball. 2 balls and no strikes to the batter here. Jay Kanapke is hitting. He's the DH, a junior. Swing and a smash. Got through the infield for a base hit. There's your first hit of the game for St. Henry.
Nice piece of hitting. Took the 2-0 pitch and knew Reese was going to come in there with a heater. Just went with the pitch and hit it into right field base hit.
So Jay Kanapke singles. He was hitting, by the way, for the pitcher, Dalen Lange. That'll bring up another Dalen Froning. Froning is the second baseman for St. Henry. This is his first time at bat. He squared for a bunt, drew his ball, bat back, and the call was still a strike.
Riley Post in at third, expecting a bunt.
He backs up a little bit now. Nick Twaits doing a great job on the mound here. There's another bunt attempt. He missed. Coach Dorner not too happy about that. I'm going to waste this at bat, and he'd like to get that runner over to second base, who is the tying run, a 1-0 game here. Twaits checks the runner. There's the bunt. Pretty hard bunt picked up by Reese Rogers, who will get the runner there, and the bunt was successful, advancing Jay Kanapke over to second base, so it is a sacrifice.
Nice job of bunting on an 0-2 pitch. Went with it, knocked her down to Reese, got the runner to second. Kind of just like the Indians just scored in the second. Same kind of get them on, get them over. Need a clutch hit now. Come on, Reese.
Ryan Breening is the batter now. He's the catcher. He bats from the right side. Only one out here, so St. Henry's got 2 chances to get him home, to get Jay Kanapke home from second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball hit right to Reese Rogers. He will get the out there. Runner advancing to third. So we have a runner at third with 2 outs as 2 straight unassisted outs for Reese Rogers.
Nice job, Twaitsy. It's important now that Cody knocks that baby down, that curveball in the dirt.
Here's Ryan Luttmer now, the senior center fielder and the leadoff batter. So you know he's got a good average. I don't have what it is. Swing and a miss for a strike. Got him on a strikeout in the first inning.
That was loud.
Yes. That was a pop. Nick Twaits out of the stretch. There's a foul. Strike 2. Went off the umpire, I think.
His arm.
umpire calls time, or somebody called time. Maybe John Dorner called time. So 0-2 counts. Ryan Luttmer, the batter, one pitch away from getting out of this scoring jam here with St. Henry with the leadoff batter of the inning, Jay Kanapke, down at third base. Two outs. Indians lead 1-0.
Come on, Reese, right here, kid.
There they swing and a miss for strike three. As Ryan Luttmer is fanned by Nick Twaits for the third out of the inning. No runs, one hit. No errors. A runner left at third base for St. Henry. We've completed three. The Indians of Fort Recovery leading 1-0.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Back here at St. Henry, Wally Post Sports Complex, the Fort Recovery Indians are leading the St. Henry Redskins 1-0 here. Again, Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. Eric Catterley is our studio producer. Here's a call strike. Glad to be filling in for Fort Recovery Radio on the MAC conference games this spring. You can hear all the MAC games here on the radio throughout the spring. There's a 0-2 count very quickly against Will Homan of Fort Recovery. Swing and a miss. Really got fooled on that one. Strike three.
That's a good curveball.
So Will Homan hitting 286 is 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out to the shortstop back in the first. That brings up Nick Twaits hitting 280, and he struck out in the first inning. There's a call, strike one.
There are some scouts here from the Angels and the Rangers, and the gun's topped out at 92 for Nick Twaits.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a strike two. Here's the next pitch. That's a ball. It's 1-2, I think, isn't it?
I think it is, too.
Here's the next pitch. That's a ball. Ball two. Nick Twaits, the batter. On deck is Ben Homan, who scored the only run of the game for
us. 3-1 is the count. We wasn't even close.
Oh, really? I thought for sure there were two strikes. Oh, ball four. So Nick Twaits draws a base on balls and becomes another base runner for us. And, hey, we're in the middle of the order here, so chance to make something happen. Ben Homan, the number four batter, is up there with Nick Twaits on at first. One out.
Time calling, putting the jacket on Twaitsy. Over there at first.
Ben Homan singled, and actually they called it an error. Our books hit us ahead, so I don't know.
Absolutely.
So if it was an error, officially it was, I guess, that run would be unearned in the first or in the second inning. Jerry Kalp, the coach, down at third base. Like old Harold's down at first base, Harold Feeler. There's a throw to second. He's there. Oh, my. They said he's out. Oh, boy. Nick Twaits attempting to steal second. Boy, I thought he was safe.
I think Tweetsie thought he was safe, too.
Man, called him out on the throw by catcher Ryan Breening. That's a tough call. Here's a smash. That ball is hit to left field, and Slarman goes over and makes the catch. So we had a threat there, and it went down the drain. No runs on no hits. There were no errors, and nobody was left on base as St. Henry able to pick off Nick Twaits trying to steal second base, so said the umpire. Good. We'll return in a moment to score after the at the middle of the fourth inning here. It's Fort Recovery 1, the St. Henry Redskins nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Back here at the Wally Post Sports Complex at St. Henry, Ohio.
We got Reds baseball on tonight, or what do we got, Pacers?
Reds don't have, I don't think the Reds are playing tonight, are they?
Oh, aren't they? I thought they had Philadelphia. They might be playing right now.
They might be playing right now. I don't know. I know we're not airing them.
They're out. We're watching Pacers tonight.
Pacers are after us, so.
Hey, Pacers had a good season.
They have had a good season. 49 wins should be after tonight. And exciting playoffs coming up with LeBron and Lance and LeBron again.
Yeah.
Here's St. Henry coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, swinging a foul back by Parker Link, who's the number two batter. They got the guns coming up here in the fourth inning, number two, three, and four. Parker Link struck out against Nick Twaits back in the first. Nick shakes off a couple of signs. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses. Had him fool on that one. No balls, two strikes.
Great job right there. That's a tough pitch. Keep working, Coach. Keep working, baby.
Here's the next pitch to Parker Link. In the dirt for a ball.
You can hear Coach Count talking to his young catcher there and talking about a nice job of catching that tough breaking pitch and just everyday learning experience because you ain't gonna catch anybody better than this.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And Cody he works harder than anybody in the purple and white, and that says a lot for Cody.
There's a swing and a smash. Just got by Riley Post. Got off of his mitt. And that's probably going to be a base hit as hard as it was hit. Yeah, they say it was a single. I would agree.
Yep.
So Parker Link is on. With a single, a hot shot. Riley Post almost got his mitt on it, but it just got by him. He did get his mitt on it and slowed the ball down.
Indians in on the corners expecting a bunt again.
Here's Riley Deitch now. 1-0 Indians leading here in the bottom of the fourth. Riley Deitch struck out back in the first inning, so he's 0-for-1 on the day. He's a junior third baseman for St. Henry. A bunt attempt is foul. Their bunting has not been the greatest today. I'll say that and they'll get a good one here.
Absolutely.
That's the way it always goes. We'll be broadcasting the new Bremen game on Thursday. It'll be a warmer day, almost 70 on Thursday. And that'll be at Fort Recovery. Ought to be beautiful weather for that game. That throw over to first, and they say he was back safely. That was close. Reese Rogers almost tagged him out. Here's Twaits with the next pitch. A bunt attempt is a strike. Offered at it and missed it. Riley Deitch, the batter. It's an 0-2 count. Nobody out. Runner at first base here in the bottom of the fourth. Indians on top, 1-0. And now Deitch goes down to talk with his coach, John Dorner.
Yeah, you just want to make sure you got the right sign there.
Up next is going to be Curtis Uhlenhake, who is the cleanup batter. So as I say, this is a good opportunity here for St. Henry. Twaits gets the sign from Cody Chenaberry. Here it comes. Swing, and they ball right back to Twaits. No. Off of his mitt. It's going to be probably an error. Doggone it.
Well, that was a... He could have turned two there, and I think he just kind of rushed himself. Ball got underneath his mitt, and now St. Henry's in business.
Yep, it's going to be an error. E1 sending Parker Link to second and Deitch to first, and nobody out here, and we are in trouble.
I look for him to square around bunt here.
Curtis Uhlenhake, the batter. Well, maybe Coach John Dorner has enough faith in Uhlenhake. Yeah. He's going to not take the bat out of his hands. Didn't look like he was going to bunt there.
Well, he's a cleanup hitter and probably their best hitter, so.
St. Henry, a big threat going here. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Uhlenhake at the plate. He bats from the right side. So Nick Twaits has got his hands full here. Here comes the pitch. There's a swing and a foul back.
He's a big kid, too.
He is. One ball, one strike to the batter, Curtis Uhlenhake. He is also a senior. Here comes the bunt. It's a good one. Picked up by Reese Rogers. Goes to first for the out, and they successfully advance the runners to second and third, one away. Sacrifice there for Curtis Uhlenhake. He is retired 3-4. And again, the runners move up. One out. Runners at second and third now. Brings up Tyler Slarman. Oh, boy. Mr. Clutch.
That's exactly right. Infield's got to knock it down here.
Slarman struck out last time against Nick. There's a swing and a miss for strike one on a fastball. Nick was humming it in there on that one.
Yeah, Slarman didn't get cheated either. He come off the ground swinging at that, too.
Boy, he did. Twaits shakes off one sign. Now he's ready to go. Here's the pitch. That's high. Ball one. One ball, one strike. This would be a huge strikeout here.
Yes, it would.
Would give us two outs. And a chance to get out of this mess. Runners at second and third with one down. Here's the pitch.
Squeeze.
They got him caught off. But, they got him caught there. Should be able to get him. And they're going to chase
him all the
back.
Way down. Good job.
Did they get him?
They get the lead runner.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they had two runners on down there.
Yeah.
You know, if the kid would have stayed at second, he might have been in there safely.
Yeah, and it should be 0-2 or 1-2 now on Schlarman because he offered it that pitch.
That's interesting.
Huge break for the Indians.
So a suicide results in a suicide situation.
Come on, Nick. Finish him off right here, kid.
Right here, Nick.
Here comes the next pitch. Two outs now. Ooh, inside for a ball.
You see kids running around in shorts. Toby Metzger's in the dugout. He's got shorts on. Toby's 30 years old.
Well, that's Toby, though, you know. Here's a swing, a slow roller. Riley Post makes the play to first.
Yes,
he got him! And the Indians get out of the mess.
Big time play, Riley Post.
Wow. Runners at second and third with one out, and we get out of it. No runs. On a total of one base hit, there was one error. and two runners left on base. We have completed the four innings. Fort Recovery 1, St. Henry nothing.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at St. Henry, we are moving to the fifth inning. A very quick game here tonight. Score is 1-0. Indians getting out of a real jam there in the bottom of the fourth. Boy, that was great.
Yeah, one thing you've seen there, Rob, at the end of that inning is a ground ball to Riley Post. Riley playing third base. He makes a great play and gets a guy on it. The first guy to greet him is his brother, Evan. Now, Evan's also battling for that third base spot. And that just says something about being a senior and putting a team before yourself. And, yeah. And I, you know, you just see that, and I just love stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great. Here's a smash by Reese Rogers up the middle for a base hit. Hey, we get the fifth inning started. We need an insurance run here.
Well, his brother texted me and said, you tell Reese to start hitting the ball. And good job, Brandon. We just got to chew him out a little bit.
Yeah, there you go, Brandon. Reese Rogers on with a single. He's 1-for-2 today. Hitting .217 coming into the game today. Popped up to the third baseman on a bunt attempt back in the second. This brings up Ethan Shane now.
We have a pinch runner for Reese over at first. Looks like it might be Drew Mullenkamp. I'm not 100% sure. Is it number 8?
Let's see here. And I do not have my roster with me. Yes, it's number 8.
Okay, yeah, it's Drew Mullenkamp.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Drew Mullenkamp, pinch running at first base for Reese Rogers.
This is no doubt bunt. Ethan Shane can bunt. He's our, I would say, one of our, other than Kate, our second best bunter on the ball club.
Can't believe he's a senior already. My goodness.
I know.
Ethan steps in there, batting from the right side. Bunts, and it's a foul. No, he's out. They called him out. They say
he ran into the ball in fair territory.
So they call it out there. So Ethan Shane goes down, one away. Who gets credit for that put out?
I'd say that is one
catcher,
unassisted, maybe. I don't know. You know, that's a deal where he's got to realize that his job is to get him to second. He don't need to take off to first right away. It's tough to tell a kid that.
Yeah. Well, normally the bunt would be a little bit further out.
Yeah.
But it just popped right there at the plate, and Ethan hit the ball in fair territory.
Pickoff throw gets away.
And there is the runner going to third. He's in there.
Yes, sir.
Air on the throw, you think?
Yes, air on the throw. Over his head.
He won all the way to third. And who is that, you say?
Drew Mullenkamp. And here's Joe Homan now, the chance to get his second RBI, Rob.
Boy, this would be big. And it would be another unearned run. St. Henry's going to call time here. Thanks to Neil Spencer for bringing us a heater here.
He's awesome, man.
That is nice. I mean, it does make a little bit of difference.
Absolutely.
Very cold afternoon here at St. Henry, a cloudy sky. And much more breezy than the 5 miles per hour they were talking about. I'd say at least 10 to 15.
It's always a little colder in that team that's getting beats dugout, too. So that helps out as well.
This is going to bring up Joe Homan, as you say. Joe had an RBI single back in the second to drive in our only run, driving his brother in, Ben Homan, from second base.
Jerry does like to squeeze in this situation, just like Dorner did.
Runners at third. Got one out here. Yes, one out. Here we go with the pitch from Lange. Misses for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
What's a big run down there, Rob?
Here's a call strike. Fastball. On deck would be Cody Shinneberry. Regardless here, he should have the opportunity. And there's a call strike. St. Henry sure thought he was going to bunt. They were rushing him.
They were.
That might be a good opportunity to step back and let him throw it, smash it down their throats.
Absolutely. Come on, Joe.
I mean, they were all coming. Here's Lange with the next pitch. There's a swing, and to the second baseman, bobbles the ball, and they're going to throw it away. Another error, and a run scores. Throw it away.
Indians taking advantage of some shady defense by the Skins with a huge insurance run.
Lange looked to first, then he went to third, trying to catch the runner off there, and he I don't know who they're going to give the error to, either the third baseman or Lange. I would say maybe Lange.
Yeah, I would say so, too. I think he one-hopped it over there. And Joe goes all the way to second, Rob, so they hit here, and it could be 3-0.
And they give an error on the play there on the throw by Lange. There's a swing and a foul by Cody Shinneberry. Once again, to recap what happened there, Joe Homan hit the ball to the right side. I think he was going to beat it out for a base hit, and Lange realized that. He looked back to third and had the runner off at third, and I think he might have been out, but the throw got away from the third baseman, and we score a run with Fort Recovery's Reese Rogers. Actually, it was Drew Mollenkamp running for Reese, scoring from third base. Make it a 2-0 game. Boy, that was a huge run.
Yes, sirree.
They did rule that as a hit, by the way. A hit and an error. And now we still have a runner at second base in scoring position in Joe Homan. Cody Shinneberry at the plate. Still only one out. Chance for maybe a third run here. Wouldn't that be something? We are in the top of the fifth inning. There's a call, strike three. Cody is not happy with that. Shinneberry goes down looking.
Yeah, he missed his curveball. He threw a curve, and Cody had a good cut at it and fouled it off. And I think he's mad at himself for not putting that one in play. And now it's up to Riley to get that big hit for us.
Riley Post, number 9 hitter in the order. He lined out to left field last time up, so he hit the ball well. Lange steps off the bag, looking the runner back to second base down there, who's Joe Homan. Joe has both of our hits today. That hit him. Hit the batter, Riley Post. He goes to first base.
Come on, Cade.
That brings up Mr. Cade Wendell, the hot bat in the lineup this spring, 474. Today, though, 0-2. He's been struck out twice by Lange, Dalen Lange.
I'll take my chances with this kid right here.
He's a gamer, that's for sure. Cade bats from the left side. He's called strike. Will Homan is on deck. And Will getting 3 stolen bases last night to break the career scoring, the career stolen base record for Fort Recovery baseball.
Took around me. I held that record since 1983.
That's high for a ball. One ball, one strike now to Cade Wendell.
Come on, 14, base hit here, kid.
There's a swing, and down to first base, they got an unassisted out there. Right down the line, and the first baseman grabbed it up and tagged the bag, and Cade Wendell is out, and the side is over. But, hey, we manufacture another run thanks to a couple of errors by St. Henry. One run on a total of Yeah, maybe they didn't. Let's see what they said. They got three errors up there. I guess they didn't call that. Yeah, they didn't call Joe's a hit. They called that an error. So we had one run in the inning on one base hit. There were two errors. And we had one runner left on base. So we are at the middle of the fifth inning. The score, it's the Fort Recovery Indians leading the St. Henry Redskins 2-0.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Well, this game is far from over, but it's nice to have a 2-0 lead here as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Recovery leading the St. Henry Redskins. So recapping that last inning, the only hit we got was Reese Rogers' leadoff hit. And otherwise, there were two errors, which led to that one run. So both the runs are officially unearned in the game. But, hey, they're on the board.
Absolutely, and it's just a difference. I mean, it's a kind of the same kind of game here, but the Indians made the big defensive play with rally post. St. Henry didn't.
There's a swing and a miss, strike three, as Sam Layfeld is quickly gunned down. Been a while since Nick got a strikeout. He hasn't had a strikeout until that third inning, so he's got totally seven strikeouts on the game now. Started out fast with five strikeouts in the first two innings. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. Jay Kanapke is the batter now. He singled back in the third and ended up at third base, stranded there.
Is that the sun out?
The sun is actually out. Yes, it is. It's high for a ball. For how long? I don't know. Yeah. A little bit. There's a check swing.
That's a nasty curve.
And they call a strike. Yeah, St. Henry won the MAC in 75, and it took him 20 years. He didn't win it again until 1995.
I think Coldwater won all 20 of those.
Probably did. There's a call, strike three, as Jay Kanapke gets gunned down. Two strikeouts here in the inning as Nick's feeling it now.
He is, absolutely. And that was another curveball that caught the inside part of the plate.
So 75-95, they've also won the MAC in 98-99, 2003, 2009, 2014, and 2015. Swing and a miss by Froning. Strike one. He sacrificed bunted back in the third, so he is 0-0 officially. St. Henry, the bottom of the order up here. And there's a bunt attempt. He missed it for a strike.
He threw that pitch 140 mile an hour. I think it was 140.
It was fast, I know that. I'm not going to want a record to say it's 140, but. Yeah. That's in the dirt for a ball and a curveball.
You mowed your grass yet?
Have not. Get carried away.
Have you weed? Do you weed and feed in the whole nine yards or not?
No. We've only lived where we're at for a couple of years now, so this is the second summer actually. So okay. We're still trying to sort out things. There's a swing and a miss for strike three, and he strikes out the side on that terrific fastball with a few curveballs thrown in there. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're at the end of five. It's Fort Recovery leading St. Henry 2-0.
is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here we go with Fort Recovery in the sixth inning. Leading off for the Indians will be Will Holman.
Come on, Willie. Get on base, kid.
Headed for University of St. Francis next year. Kind of excited about that. I'll have a chance to see him play.
Absolutely.
Up there at Fort Wayne.
And a great program he's going to as well.
Two straight national championships.
Bravo, just got a text from Todd Hum and said the girls' softball team run ruled St. Henry tonight 11-1.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
If that girl ain't the coach of the year in the state of Ohio. tough play.
There's a slow roller in there. Oh, he got him. Nice play by the pitcher. Lange. Slow roller by Fort Recovery's Will Holman. And Will's a pretty quick guy. Couldn't beat it out, though.
A nice play by the pitcher getting off the mound there and throwing a strike down to first.
That was a great play by Lange. One away, and that'll bring up Nick Twaits.
You hear a little talk in the background. I got the big track meet going on beside us here.
Yeah.
Looks like a lot of kids over there running. That'd be fun.
Yeah, right. Here's the next pitch to Twaits. Swing and a foul ball. Makes it a one ball, one strike count to Nick. So far today, Nick struck out in the first, and he walked in the fourth, so he's 0-for-1 officially. Indians have two hits, an RBI single by Joe Holman, and then a leadoff single by Reese Rogers. There's a
two
call strike.
We're going 2.5 hits.
Well, yeah. If we were scoring, it'd be 3 hits.
Yes.
There's a foul ball off the left side.
They do have a nice complex here, though, don't they? The Wally Post Athletic Complex and the baseball field they've got diamonds galore out to the east of us here. And then, once again, they got a great football facility here as well.
There's a call, strike three, as Nick Twaits goes down looking at that one. Two down. Nick didn't quite agree with that.
No, but if you're the pitcher, you ain't going to complain about that.
Here's Ben Holman. We thought he had a hit in the second, but they didn't give it to him. He ended up scoring, though, in the inning. Said it was an error. As his brother, Joe Holman, drove Ben in back in the second inning to give us a 1-0 lead. Our other run came in the fifth. 2-0, Fort Recovery on top. There's a call strike. Quickly 0-2 is Dalen Lange, the pitcher for St. Henry, has done an outstanding job. There's a smash to the third baseman. Can't field it on the hop, and he's on at first base. Now, how are they going to rule that one?
That's got to be an error.
Pretty good hop, though.
We're looking at the board and seeing what they're going to call. Come on, Reese.
They haven't decided. I think I'd give him a hit just because of the hop, but they haven't put it up on the
high hop. I agree with that.
They haven't put it up on the board yet. So runner at first with two outs, Ben Holman.
Come on, double zero. Base hit here, kid.
Reese Rogers at the plate. So far today, Reese popped up on a bunt attempt in the second to the third baseman and then singled in the fifth inning. And Drew Mollenkamp came in and ended up scoring from that position. So Reese actually helped us with our second run, helped us obtain that second run. There's a ball, or the runner goes to second, and he is safe at second. Stolen base.
Reese kind of protected there a little bit with a delayed swing.
And I guess they called a strike on that.
Now hit scores a run here. Come on, double
see,
zero.
They gave him a hit. They did give him a hit.
They did.
So officially, Ben Holman gets a hit there a moment ago. Here's a swing and a foul. I think it's going to be out of play. And it bangs off the top of the concession building. Indians have two runs, three hits, one error. No runs, two hits, three errors for St. Henry. And according to the official scoring here, the runs are unearned for recovery. Reese Rogers at the plate. 1-2 the count. Swing and a smash. Can't get by the second baseman, though. Makes the play. Here's the throw, and there's the out. As Reese Rogers is retired 4-3 for the third out of the inning. We strand a runner at second base. It's no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We are at the middle of the sixth. As Fort Recovery getting closer to a victory here, it's Fort Recovery 2 and St. Henry nothing.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, would you lower yourself to go to Indianapolis if Cleveland plays the Pacers?
I've actually been to a couple Pacer games, not this year, but... There's trouble right there. First base coach Josh Link running by throwing sunflower seeds at us.
Is Parker his son?
Absolutely, yeah.
They know you're a sunflower guy around here, don't they?
I don't know. I guess so.
Right back to Twaits on the first pitch, and there's the out. As retired for the St. Henry Redskins was Ryan Breening, the number 9 hitter. He was retired unassisted to Reese Rogers back in the third, so he is 0-2 today.
Anytime you can get one pitch outs and this late in the game, that's good for the pitcher. Good job, Bear Twaitsey, and just keep her going. Indians need five more outs.
Here's a swing and popped up and out of play. He has really not pitched, not thrown a whole lot of pitches today.
I agree with you. I agree 100%. I don't know exactly the number. If I was a good statistician, I'd keep trying.
Well, I'm sure the Indians keep track in the dugout, don't they?
Yeah.
But pitch counts.
You know, if you had a little bit bigger table.
Yeah.
My dad had a TV tray same size.
A little cramped here. This is my portable table that I have to take with me sometimes. St. Henry couldn't find one. High for
one.
A ball. We do appreciate St. Henry allowing us to do the game, though. Thank them so much.
Danny Wendell does a great job over here as athletic director.
Really nice guy. Ryan Luttmer is the batter, by the way. He has struck out twice against Nick Twaits, 0-2 today. And right now it's 3-1 to him. Twaits has fallen behind here. There's a call strike. As Luttmer knew, he was just going to watch that one go by.
Yeah, taking all the way.
3-2 the counts. There's a swing and a foul back, and still 3-2. On deck is Parker Link.
Well, he's been able to throw that curveball for strikes, and that's just huge for a guy who throws it hard like Nick does. When he can throw that curveball for strikes, he's terrific.
Here's the next pitch from Nick. There's a swing, and right back to him. He snags it off, and there's the underhanded throw to Reese Rogers, and there's out number two.
That was hit hard right back at him. Good play, Twaits.
That was. So two away, and that'll bring up Parker Link. And, of course, Nick started out in the Marion local system, and he saw the light. He came over to the purple and white.
He saw the light. That's right.
There's a swing one right up to the second baseman. Nice play
nice
there
job.
By Ben Holman. Ben's kind of been kind of quiet out there. Not much activity for him, but makes that play, and there's the out. 4-3, Parker Link goes down, and it's a very quick inning for Nick Twaits. 1-2-3. We are at the end of six. One more inning. Indians will have a MAC win. It's Fort Recovery 2 and St. Henry nothing.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at the Wally Post Complex, we go to the seventh inning. Fort Recovery comes up, and we'll send to the plates. It'll be Ethan Shane, Joe Homan, and Cody Shinneberry. Wouldn't mind another run here.
I'm with you.
Here's a swing and a hot shot foul past Jerry Kalp down
You're
the third
down
base
there,
line.
Coach.
Yeah, he was close to having to use some of that handicapped medical equipment he sells.
Yeah, that was a hot shot. Good job by Shane. He got a little bit out in front of it, but, man, good cut.
Ethan Shane, the batter. Ooh, call strike on a curveball.
Lange's been pretty good, Rob.
He has been.
Yeah.
Again, both runs unearned. Here's a swing, and that's a base hit into shallow left field. So Mr. Shane comes through with a base hit there, Ethan Shane. But I will say this, one of the errors that led to a run was Lange.
Yeah, that's a good help. Yeah, tough to throw down there to third. He one-hopped it and enabled the Indians to get that second big run in.
Here's Joe Homan, a bunt, and he moves the runner to second. Good job by Joe Homan on a sacrifice. So Joe ends up probably on the day 1-for-2 with the sacrifice bunt.
And a huge RBI single.
And the only RBI, really. Cody Shinneberry steps up now, our catcher.
Yeah, we won 11-1.
Two strikeouts. There's a call strike. Two strikeouts for Cody today. And now he's behind 0-1 here. Mr. Lange's had his way with Cody.
Good speed out there at second. So a base hit here would score Ethan Shane.
This is for a ball. I like those American flags on the back of the Fort Recovery uniforms.
Yeah, they look not sharp, don't they?
Yep. 2-0 Indians in the lead. Runners off at second. They tried to get him there, and the ball is thrown out into center field, but not enough to allow the Indians, Ethan Shane, to advance. So Ethan Shane is at second with one out here. Would be another nice insurance run. Cody Shinneberry, Riley Post would be the batters here to try to get him home. There's a call strike.
I think Thwaites will probably go out and start the seventh inning, Rob. I think he's around 70 pitches, and I think he's going to throw 80. So I would guess he's going to come out and start the seventh for sure.
There's a swing and a foul back. You probably come over this way quite a bit, don't you? You go to the St. Henry plant some?
I go there about every day, yeah.
Somebody was saying, what, 10 years now? Here's a swing and a ground ball to the first baseman. Steps on the bag, but the runner goes to third, so you might as well count that a sacrifice.
Yes. Come on, Riley. Base hit here, kid.
Two outs now. Riley Post, the batter, as we have Ethan Shane down to third base.
I just read in the paper where they're getting a landmark is building a brand new feed mill down here just north of Cooper's.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge feed mill. So that's going to make this, then driving 118 between 3 and 5 is a disaster anyway. It's just going to get worse.
There's ball one. Ball two. Riley Post out in front here. Two balls, no strikes. To Dalen Lange. Call strike.
We're still throwing hard.
Definitely a fastball on that one. Wally Post Sports Complex. That's a ball. Ball three. 3-1. Well, hey, we could get Cade Wendell up here.
Cade would like another shot at him.
Riley, there's a ball. Ball four, high fastball. And that leads it up to Cade Wendell with two outs here. Runners at first and third in the seventh inning. Indians trying to get an insurance run home.
Riley's had a good game, Rob.
Yes.
A couple base on balls.
Cade Wendell is 0 for 3 today, so he's looking for his first hit. He's overdue with a .474 batting average. Will Holman's on deck. That's quite a pair there, Will Holman and Cade Wendell.
I think a little ornery or not.
I would guess.
Yeah.
Step towards third, look back to first. Did not throw. There's a call strike, and I can't believe that. Runner did go to second base.
Come on, Cade. Base hit right here, kid.
No balls and a strike to Cade Wendell. Here comes the next pitch from Lange. Throw over to first and back safely. Down there's Ethan Shane, I should say. Got runners at second and third now. Ethan Shane is at third, down at second base. Riley Post. Here's a swing and a foul.
Heads up.
Over onto the football field.
Lange's got Cade out on curveball, so I look for Cade to try to throw a curveball inside on him here.
Left-handed batter is Cade Wendell. Call strike. Fastball. Watch that one, and Cade knew it. He was not happy with himself on that. So the Indians leave runners at second and third. No runs come in here. No runs on a total of one base hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. The only hit of the inning came from Ethan Shane to lead off the inning. We're at the middle of the seventh. This is it. St. Henry needs two runs. It's Fort Recovery 2, St. Henry nothing.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. And the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Nick Twaits does go to the mound to try to wrap up the complete game.
Got to go through the heart of the order here, Rob.
You don't see that in Major League Baseball much anymore.
No, you don't.
Throw six innings and they jerk them. Here we go. The batters for St. Henry to lead off the seventh, Riley Deitch, along with Curtis Uhlenhake and Tyler Slarman, some of their big guns coming up here, 2, 3, and 4. Actually, 3, 4, and 5. 3, 4, and 5 batting here for St. Henry. So this is a good opportunity for them. There's a swing and a foul back out of play by Riley Deitch. Riley today's 0 for 2. He struck out against Nick Twaits back in the first and reached on an error in the fourth.
Riley's a good golfer for the St. Henry golfer, Coach Dorner's golf team, as well as being a good baseball player.
Here's a smash to left field. That's over the left fielder's head and up against the fence. It's going to be a double. And St. Henry gets a great start as Cash Metzger couldn't chase that baby down. A double for Riley Deitch to start the seventh inning, and they're only down 2-0.
He has a curveball he left up, and Riley does what what good hitters do. He drove it over Cassius's head in left field.
Brings up Curtis Uhlenhake. He's 0 for 1. He grounded out to third baseman Riley Post in the second inning and had a sacrifice bunt in the fourth. Indians on top 2-0, but St. Henry with nobody out and a runner at second here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nick Twaits shakes off one sign. Now he's set to go. Right-handed hurler. Just swinging a foul back. Makes it one ball, one strike to Curtis Uhlenhake.
I don't think he's walked a batter, has he, Rob?
Let me see here. Nope, he has not.
He was full count on one kid, I think, and struck him out. So.
Has not walked a batter. Talking about Nick Twaits. That's a ball. He had six early strikeouts, and he had three strikeouts in that fifth inning for 9 total now. There's a smash and right to the second baseman. Double play.
Oh, my goodness.
Right to Ben Holman at second base. A line drive smash off the bat of Curtis Uhlenhake. You can't hit it any better than that. He just hit it at the wrong spot. Ben Holman snagged it at second and threw the second for the double play.
And he hit it on the screws. Ben Holman climbs the ladder, makes a great flip to Cade, who was there, and picked him off second. And what a big play for our Indians.
Oh, my goodness. That's a huge play. Now they're down to one out. Or down to one, one out yes. Remaining. Tyler Slarman is at the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. Struck out and grounded out. What a tough break for St. Henry.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
bad.
I'm not shedding too many tears, though.
No.
That's high for a ball.
He did. He hit that right on the button.
That was about as hard a hit ball all day.
Yep.
He did smash it. Nice crowd for Fort Recovery here today, by the way, on a cold afternoon.
Fort Recovery people ain't very smart.
There's a swing and a miss. Foul tip. 1-2, one pitch away from a victory here. Complete game victory for Nick Tweets.
10 strikeouts right here. Let's get her done.
3 hits for St. Henry. There's a swing. Fly ball, and that's going to be it. Will Homan in center. He catches the ball, and the game is over as Tyler Slarman flies out to center field to end it all as Nick Tweets hurls a complete game three-hitter. Shut out here, 2-0. Indians on top.
Well, what a great job by Nick Tweets, and the Indians get just enough offense to get him, and the Indians a 2-0 in the MAC, and an 8-1 overall, Rob, and what a great game for the Fort.
2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for Fort Recovery. No runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors for St. Henry. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here, wrapping it up real quickly. And 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Fort Recovery Indians. No hits, 3 errors. No hits, 3 runs, and 3 errors for St. Henry. Both of the Indian runs, officially, according to the official scorekeeper in the dugout, were unearned for Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell was 0 for 4. Will Homan 0 for 3. Nick Tweets was 0 for 2. Ben Homan 2 for 3, both with singles. And he scored the first run of the game back in the second. Reese Rogers was 1 for 3. And his pinch runner, Drew Mollenkamp, scored the second run in the fifth inning. Ethan Shane was 1 for 2 with a single in the seventh. Joe Homan was 1 for 2, an RBI single in the second inning. And Cody Shinneberry was 0 for 3, and Riley Post was 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch and also walked once. St. Henry only had 3 hits. Parker Link was 1 for 3 with a single. Riley Deitch was 1 for 3 with that big double in the seventh inning, which was for naught, as he was eliminated on a double play. And Jay Kanapke was 1 for 2 with a single, and that was it for St. Henry. The winning pitcher was Nick Tweets, going the entire distance, 9 strikeouts in the game. And the losing pitcher, tough luck, Dalen Lange, who pitched a nice game today but ended up on the losing end. Both pitchers, complete games.
Yeah, it was just a well-pitched game, and the Indians played defense behind Nick Tweets, Rob, and nothing bigger than that last play, and then Benny climbed the ladder and turned that double play in the seventh after a leadoff double, and you could just see old Nick just kind of relax a little bit more and got that last out, and Indians go to 2-0 in the league.
They are 8-1 overall, 2-0 in the league. St. Henry's 4-2, actually 3-2 now overall, and they are 1-1 in the league. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, enjoyed it.
We'll see you Thursday. New Bremen and warmer weather.
And we'll be in are we there or are we home?
Home.
Oh, yeah. We'll be in a press box.
Yeah, but it's almost going to be 70, so.
We wish we was outside.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes, sir, Rob.
That's going to wrap it up for us here from, again, Wally Post Athletic Complex. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer. Stay tuned. We'll join the Indiana Pacers radio network coming up here in just a moment.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.